Chapter 18, Christian Rap Beef. Right around the time I released Dear Slim, I started noticing a backlash against me in the Christian hip-hop community. It's approximately 2004, 2005, just when the internet started to gain steam with social media. Christian rap forums, labels, websites, they were all in their infant stages. So it became possible for the industry to congregate as a community in a brand new way. For the first time, people could post opinions without actually having to be there with you in person. Everyone discovered that anonymity of the internet allowed you to say what's actually on your mind without the threat of having to deal with somebody in a physical human interaction. I started building relationships with other Christian rappers as early as the mid-90s. There was an event called Crewvention back in the day, which was the first Christian rapper convention. The lesson learned from that event was, the more Christian rappers you get together, the more problems occurred. Don't get me wrong, no fights ever broke out, but people would group up based on their methodology and arguments ensued, beef started, and battles would erupt. You have to understand, I was never the guy to run in a crowded room and yell fire. That's just not my personality. I wasn't even the guy to really pick sides. This goes back to who I was in high school. Really, I was friends with everybody, every group, every clique. I hung out with the jocks. I was cool with the theater kids. Got along with the band kids. And as a Christian rapper in the mid to late 90s, I was pretty much the same way. If I'm honest, there's always been division for the last 20 years in the Christian rap community, probably before I even got in the game. So again, I was always the guy who tried to be cool with everybody, from the super theology rappers to the battle rappers to the average dude just trying to fit in somewhere in between. It wasn't until I signed a record deal and started hitting the road that I noticed this beefy undercurrent that was starting to swell. The further I got into my career, the more Christian hip-hop community at large began to grow, and therefore the subsequent division became more pronounced. The perception of me was that I was basically a youth group rapper. Someone said I only became successful because I was white. Others called me an Eminem clone. Some would say that I used to be underground and legit, but that I sold out to get the CCM money. I mean, whatever the complaint was against me back then in 2004, 2005, it gave context to a new era and an attitude shift that I witnessed firsthand. People started to become more bolder about dissing someone else publicly around that time, just in general, in the whole culture of it. When Dear Slim hit, guys started writing songs about me to express their disdain for me. I don't need to name names because it's been quite a while since this went down. But it was interesting because guys that were acquaintances or even friends all of a sudden were literally writing tracks about me, and not in a good way. And they were being bold enough just to take shots at me. This is across the board in the industry. I can't even say it was one type or one category of rapper. The black MCs, the white MCs, the Hispanic MCs, the theology cats, the non-theology cats, many of them lined up. And I'm not going to go as far as to say it was every rapper in the scene, but it was enough that it forced me to get biblical in my response to all of them. I mean, scripture is kind of clear if you break it down. If someone sins against you, you need to go to them, man to man, discuss it with them. I knew this from my days of being a youth pastor. I knew this from my days from just reading scripture. It never makes sense for anyone just to write a diss track and throw it out into the ether. If you do, everyone starts organizing by tribes and becomes like a junior high fist fight breaking out in the cafeteria. Like everyone gathers around yelling, fight, fight, fight. I knew in that moment I had two choices, because I had watched groups like the Tunnel Rats and T-Bone go on wax and diss each other back and forth all throughout the 90s. So I made a vow and I said, if I ever get the national spotlight, I'm not going to repeat the same mistakes. So I decided I had to go track down each person who had said something negative about me in public, get a number, get an email, reach out, talk to them on the phone. I knew scripturally that it felt like I had been disrespected, but it was on me to pull them aside and confront them. So I did this many times. I found out that 9 times out of 10, it was usually enough to calm things down. 9 times out of 10, it turned out to be a simple misunderstanding. Even though I try to get along with everyone, I'm not the type to run from confrontation. If you want to bring it, then I'm ready to go. I don't mean that in an aggressive way either. I just mean I will be biblical again, but I'll also be assertive. So a lot of times I would just simply say, what's your biblical basis for doing this? They never usually had one. Usually a guy would voice a complaint and I would respond with, okay, that's fine. Why didn't you come and talk to me about it? What did you accomplish by writing this song and riling everybody up? That line that you said that wasn't even accurate about me. You're making something up that doesn't even exist that you just simply could have came and asked me about. Usually these conversations began with heat and aggression, but I always made it a point at least to end with us praying together, which usually meant that I was the only one who prayed. But either way, the point was I knew I handled it the right way, and by doing that, it was God's way. I was putting out the fire before the fire even started. And I can tell you that almost every time after the dust settled, nearly all of them came back to me and apologized. It's so interesting when you do things God's way because it actually says you can win back a brother, and that's usually what happened. Even though it was really hard to take it on the chin and resist banging back publicly, either online or in a song, the irony is I believe God blessed my career because of all this. And almost all those people are gone now. I don't mean that I'm still here because I did things the right way in the prideful sense. The Bible says, who has arguments and fights and bloodshot eyes? It's this type of person you read about often in Proverbs. It's the fool who behaves this way and it catches up with you eventually. This is a small industry. You can't keep setting fire to every bridge that you have to walk across someday. Building bridges with people is what keeps you going. The beef over Dear Slim with other rappers might have died down in the early 2000s for me, but other beefs ensued. Along the way, I had issues with journalists who wrote negative things about me. I had incidents with Calvinists who went after me for being too wishy-washy in my lyrics or the faith. It's never really stopped, even up to a couple of weeks ago as of this writing. But just learning the principle to go man-to-man, to somebody, when you feel that they've wronged you and what they've said, it saved me so much heartache. It actually even helped me keep a lot of great relationships. The truth is, when you do things God's way, it may not feel great on the front end, but you definitely always win in the back end.